The fight against ISIS in Syria isn't in the headlines much these days. That's mainly because the so-called Islamic State has lost much of the territory it once controlled in both Iraq and Syria. But there's concern that ISIS is regrouping as its foreign fighters scatter. Their movements are being tracked by a New York risk consultancy, the Soufan Group. It's run by former FBI official Ali Soufan.
Many thousands from many different places around the world joined the conflict zone in Iraq and Syria. A lot of these people were killed, frankly. Some were captured, others were able to escape. And we have counted at least 5,600 individuals who have returned home to the country of their residence. And that's a big, significant number that can put some pressure on law enforcement and intelligence services, especially in European countries.
Of course, the worry now is that these foreign fighters, whether they've run to Damascus or are lying low in Turkey or somewhere else, they're going to carry out lone wolf attacks. Is that a concern right now? And what evidence is there of that happening?
If you know you're a member of ISIS, I think, and you're committed to the idea of ISIS, unfortunately, you have ample opportunities to still carry on your jihad, either in Syria and Iraq or in different provinces that ISIS already established in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in Yemen, in North Africa, in the Philippines, and so forth. ISIS now, as we predicted with our first report about ISIS, is going from being a state to an underground terrorist organization. So the physical state is no more. However, the inspirational state, the ideological power and platform that brought ISIS to life, it still exists. And we've seen that before with different terrorist groups. So Al-Qaeda, for example, after 9/11, you know, it went from being an organization with very strong command and control to shifting to being an ideology, an idea, you know, and then they send their people to be part of affiliates around the Muslim world. So Al-Qaeda was able to successfully switch from being a terrorist organization to being a terrorist message, an ideology that can inspire people. And I think ISIS today finds themselves in the same position.
There were fighters from the U.S. that joined ISIS for some of the reasons you're talking about. Does the U.S. have a plan in place to prosecute ISIS fighters who return here?
I don't think we have a problem in the U.S. as much as they have in Europe. I believe that we have a very good, you know, idea of who went to join ISIS in Iraq and Syria. And the moment these individuals either are arrested on the battlefield or after they come back, they have been immediately apprehended. Also, the numbers from the U.S. are very low, frankly. For example, we had about 150 who went to the conflict zone. If you look into France, for example, they have about 2,000 people who went to the conflict zone in Iraq and Syria. So the numbers are low. Our intelligence and law enforcement services are on top of it. So to the most part, the moment they come back, they are almost immediately arrested and prosecuted for aiding and abetting ISIS.
Former FBI officer Ali Soufan heads the Soufan Group. He's been speaking with us from New York. Ali, thank you very much, as always.
Thank you very much. Always great to be with you.